your Lady Gaga-bage disposal. And for those bathroom breaks in the middle during all the categories no one cares about, how about some Harvey Weinstein toilet paper? Now you can show him your Me Too movement. And have a pet? He's just in, the Bradley Cooper Pooper Scooper. So come down, get your food and accessories. It's the Oscar Party Superstore. And the winner is...
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm your Master Controller, Greg, at 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Joy Piazza. Singer R. Kelly expected to be in court tomorrow, now facing 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Authorities in Chicago say the singer is accused of assaulting 4 victims, at least 3 underage.
Aggravated criminal sexual abuse is a Class 2 felony with a sentencing range of 3 to 7 years per count.
Cook County State's Attorney Kimberly Fox. R. Kelly has been facing sexual assault allegations since the early 2000s. President Trump says he's optimistic a new trade deal can be struck between the U.S. and China. The president also says negotiations could extend past the March 1st deadline.
Is it more likely that a deal happens or doesn't happen? Speaking for the United States, I would say it's probably more likely that a deal does happen. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
President Trump also saying he plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago soon. This is Fox News.
How does... The complete failure of the system to prosecute R. Kelly when he's been facing many multiples of these kinds of charges involving underage girls. If they had just convicted the SOB, he wouldn't be out getting charged again. That's unfathomable to me. How you get away with that? That's just, sorry, there's just no excuse for that. It is 4:03. It's All Request Friday. Greg here with Joey.
Yeah!
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, please.
Make it such a big production out of things. My goodness. Are you okay? He's hunched over a trash can.
We need to strap him in, Joey.
Right. Well, you got that from me making a funny? I'm sorry, I won't be funny.
No. That was very funny. That's okay. What cracked me up. I'm not...
Right. I just don't want to...
I'm just vulnerable, that's all.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like a decongestant.
You know what?
Is that what you are?
Yeah, I'm like that and many other things.
That's a new one.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. That's,
I am a gift that keeps on giving in many different ways, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you're so gifted. We can delve further into that maybe a little bit later. But right now, I'd like today's Baumhauer's winning word.
Mm. Yes.
Let's take care of that. Just in case you make me laugh again and I end up in the hospital.
I'm also like a heart attack.
Because I jarred something loose. So 272-9228 if you have this morning's Baumhauer's winning word. And you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill if you're caller number 9 right now at that number.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Sharp as a tack.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the boulevard. It's an accident with injury. It's at Vaughn Road in front of Popeye's Fried Chicken, so be really careful. That's already a busy area. Emergency units responding, and it's going to tie traffic up for just a little while. Elsewhere on the boulevard, it's really crowded between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, and then over at I-85 and I-85 all the way back to the Wetumpka Highway, really. The interstates are rolling at a speed limit ride right now, other than I-85 southbound at the 22-mile marker where there's an accident. If you're in Prattville, Highway 14 is really busy. Busy all the way through town and over into Millbrook, all the way to Highway 143, and 143 is jammed up going southbound as well. If you headed into Wetumpka, no problems other than the slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light and when you get up by the casino. Be careful this afternoon. Lots of traffic out there. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, there's happy news. We got a contest going on here with today's winning word. You are caller one. Try again quickly. Caller two, try again immediately. Caller three, try again. Caller four. You know, we've had people that have been caller two and seven. Just got to keep trying. You're caller five. And now it gets serious. Caller six, thanks for trying. Caller seven, we appreciate the effort. This is always the toughest one here. You are caller eight. We always get out of that call quickly just in case they drop an F-bomb in frustration. So who are we speaking to now?
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'll be even better if you can give me today's winning word.
Shrimp.
Yeah. Or as a former local radio personality used to call it, shrimp.
Yeah.
I don't want to pick anybody who's not here to defend themselves. But anyway, you won lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
All right. Sounds good to me.
You can enjoy that. They got a lot of great Mardi Gras-related menu items during this particular time of year. Available downtown at 201 Union or at the famous Boulevard location. So hang on, and Joey is going to get you set up to pick up your certificate and enjoy, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening in the morning and again in the afternoon. That's kind of the idea. It's sort of a bribe to make them listen in the morning and then come back.
I had one of the Mardi Gras desserts Wednesday night.
Which one was that? Was that the one with
the moon pies?
Oh, God, that is good, yeah.
Wow.
Bob is, he's not trying to reinvent the wheel, but when he does anything, like, Mrs. Ritterbuttle's become a big fan of the Havana Bowl. I was the one to discover that. She loves it, too. That is a recipe that Bob got in Cuba. He was there on an agricultural mission with the Secretary of Agriculture from Alabama. He got to go to Cuba under that special kind of visa, you know, when Castro was in power. But he made notes on local cuisine and stuff. That whole trip was all about finding ways to get Alabama-grown products into Cuba, which was tough at the time because they were run by a maniac. And it's tough to... I can think of one guy who probably would have dealt with Castro a lot better.
Fascism!
But he wasn't in office at that time. Right. On Friday, we'd like to make you laugh with requests at 272-9228. Now, I've got OBGYN... and George Carlin's expressions. Anything on your list or that you jotted down that I don't
have? Did you hear me when I said tequila?
Tequila. We got to have tequila on Margarita Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you can get margaritas at an incredible price till closing tonight at El Jalisco. We just spoke with them a little while ago.
And do you still have the Sean Connery School of Accents?
Of course.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one too. Have you ever heard that one, Rosie?
I'm not sure.
It's good.
I'll play it for you now. We'll take an amusement break here because it's only 50 seconds long.
No single actor has mastered dialects quite like Sean Connery. From his roles in The Hunt for Red October...
I am a Russian submarine captain.
...to The Untouchables...
I am a Chicago policeman.
...and now the master of ethnic character acting can teach you his secret techniques at the Sean Connery Academy of Accents.
Good morning, students. Today we'll work on sounding French. Repeat after me. Bonjour. Would you have any croissants, s'il vous plaît?
Bonjour. Would you have any croissants, s'il vous plaît?
Well done.
At the Sean Connery Academy of Accents, you'll learn the best accent is the one you were born with.
Now, class, guess which accent I'm doing this time?
A Scottish guy?
Close. That was my Mexican guy.
Enroll today at the Sean Connery Academy of Accents.
Well, you can hardly tell the difference, you know?
Yeah, right. Indeed.
4:11 is the time on News Talk 93.1 FM, another company we're proud to have as a long-term sponsor, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. You know, their clientele goes through the situation that none of us like to even think might happen to us. But these things occur all too frequently. People who are the victim of a drunk driver, who are facing a long-term recovery or rehabilitation towards full mobility, Gulf States Mobility, steps into those situations. Each one has to take a very customized approach to begin the process of restoring choices. They also have done, gosh, they have so many awards on their wall, so much work with our wounded warriors, customized motorized equipment, and advances that have been game changers. Because the first thing I was taught about the folks that depend on Gulf States Mobility is, if anybody has a reason to have a pity party, they do, because they've lost mobility. They may have lost a limb. It's, like I said, the stuff we don't like to think about. But they don't sit around and feel sorry for themselves. They want to do as much for themselves as they can, which is why it's so critical that Gulf States Mobility has the technology to put people behind the wheel of their car when they were once told they'd never drive again. Those are called the VIMS, voice command technology vehicles, that allow them to take control of their schedule, to not have to feel dependency on top of the other issues they have to face, and to be able to lead the most independent life possible, to stay in the home they lived in and loved. It has an upstairs? Well, they can make that accessible with a chairlift or any other areas that might be dangerous for somebody who's trying to regain full mobility. In the meantime, they don't have to move. It's tough enough to deal with this stuff in surroundings you're familiar with. It has to be a nightmare to think that you might have to go to some other location and literally start everything from scratch. Their number is 514-6590. I've always called them the pride of Wetumpka, because they should be. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, as always, a job well done. 414, we got your local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back on All Request Friday, 272-9228.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Vice President Al Gore was in Lowndes County Thursday making a call for ecological justice across Alabama. He spoke at the Jackson Steel Community Center. He says soil, air, and water contaminated by some industries are causing health problems for poor people all over the country. Newly released crime data shows overall crime rates are going down in Greenville. Police Chief Justin LaVorn says crime is down 38% from 2017 to 2018. He says that decrease is because of community-based patrolling and updated officer training. And Republican South Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne was in the capital city Thursday stumping for votes. He recently announced his campaign to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our much above normal temperatures continue for at least another day. For tonight, some widely scattered showers or thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm for February. I think the high temperature will be around 83. And by the way, that would tie the record for tomorrow. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms. We're looking at a possibility of a severe weather situation, too. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your area. Then cooler 66 for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as eye chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted the best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
I'll request Friday Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness?
Yes.
Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
And it is Margarita Day, and they've got margaritas on a special price at El Jalisco till they close tonight at 10 o'clock to celebrate the occasion. At 4:23, the news story today, why does there always have to be somebody who is connected to Trump has got to do something stupid? Because the media will turn this into, you know,
three-ring circus.
Well, they'll make it seem like he's being charged with murder. But Patriots owner Bob Kraft has been charged with soliciting prostitution. And I guess when you used to read the paper in South Florida, they had ads mostly in the sports section for these massage places. They're hardly rare. And the word always was that they did a little bit more than rub the kinks out of your joints. You know, muscle pain and stuff. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
good for you, Greg.
Well, no, they just the fact, the way they ran these ads in the sports section, it looked like the last a destination for real losers. So again, you know, a guy with everything going on that he's got, and somebody who's been very openly supportive of Trump, now gets captured in this. I guess the right word is.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Well, not just the fact they got the owner of the Patriots. A report says he's not the biggest name involved with this. Prominent members of society. In the same breath, I read a story yesterday. Who's the guy, the flying perv, that went to the island with the 30 underage girls?
Oh, yeah.
And somehow
Epstein?
Yeah. I guess his case got tossed or something.
And it was Trump's Secretary of Labor helped cover it up or something. That's the story.
Well, what that story completely failed to mention is how many times Bill Clinton was on his private plane flying to those islands in the Caribbean. So, again, can we just have a day where there's like no... by the way, the Mueller report not coming out next week, but you believe it's because...
Yeah, it's just bad timing given a major international summit that would solve a major problem brewing for, you know, decades.
All right. Rich Thomas texts that we did break a record high. We did set a record high today.
Yay.
And the record that we broke was set last year, same day. How about that? I guess the last days of February tend to be warm. Our request lines are open at 272-9228. If there's something that we can play that will amuse you this afternoon, we'd love to hear from you. Also go through some of the stories we accumulate and never get around to. Here's... This was one of our Morning Maroon nominees today. Joan Adamson from West Valley City, Utah. Got a job as a cashier at a 7-Eleven. On her first shift, she stole prepaid credit cards worth more than $4,500. On her second shift, she took $5,000 worth of money orders. And when it came time for her third shift, she picked up lottery tickets and just left the store open and unattended. But this is in Utah. People were walking in the store saying, wait a minute, something's wrong here. There's nobody behind the counter. So they called police. Took 2 days, but the cops tracked her down. Oh, by the way, in that process, she tried to run one of the cops over. So she's been charged with that, forgery, theft, failure to stop at the command of an officer, and she'll be awaiting sentencing in April.
Not too bright.
No. No. This story made me laugh only because in the 80s, there were guys that had to say, you know, they'd go out to a bar on Friday or Saturday night and pretend they were a CIA agent to pick up girls.
I had an ex-husband that told me he was a Martian.
Mm. Huh? What? Like from the planet Mars?
And I believed him. Because I was really naive. We weren't married at the time. We were just dating. Oh, no. And then there was a kind of a green moon in the sky. And
was he your favorite Martian? this is a terrible joke. Sorry. That's one of those boomer shows.
Right.
I always wonder how they got the antenna to grow out of Ray Walston's head. Anyway, I didn't... This is a true story. I may not... This may be a lame-ass story I've never told on the show before.
Okay.
It was in the early 80s in South Florida, and I was already pretty established, and I get a call from the Hollywood Police Department at the radio station. Now what? I mean, because there were times when I had legitimate reasons to be concerned about being in contact with the police.
No.
Yes. So... They said, they asked me a bunch of questions. Bars along the beach in Hollywood and Hollandale. if I had been, they kept going, have you ever been to so-and-so's? You've been to Sullivan's? Ever been? I said, no, I haven't been there recently. I haven't been there ever. I don't live anywhere close to there, so I go to Mr. Laughs or someplace that's close to work or where I live. I said, well, we just want to let you know that we've arrested a guy who is posing as you.
Oh, no.
And he does look enough like you to where he could get away with that, but he was using it to pick up women.
Oh.
Pretending really? To be me to pick up women.
You had a doppelganger.
Well, let's put it this way. Those days, long hair, long dark hair, mustache, a lot of doppelgangers.
Yeah, that was the look.
You know, it's like when the police, I'm flying up for my brother's funeral. I'm like just numb from all of this happening. And the cops come up to me at the baggage claim area of O'Hare Airport and say, do you mind if we go through your luggage? I said, no, but do you mind if I ask why? Well, we had a report that somebody resembling you was bringing a shipment of drugs up from South Florida.
There's 57 guys that look just like you.
They could have arrested half the airport. My God, you know. Fortunately, there was nothing in there that I had to worry about, so I let them do it.
How long have we been doing this?
The show?
No, not the show. Like, when was that?
That was 81.
81. Okay. Have we gotten the drugs off the streets yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They just thought I had that I was a mule or something, bringing up a big load from the drug capital of the world.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Miami.
Uh huh. Yeah. Any other questions about that story?
No, not at all.
It's not totally lame, is it?
No.
Good. 4:31. That means you have 29 minutes to call Lewis Long at 244-9191 and take advantage of their free pickup and delivery offer, which could end at any time. They have a limited number of slots for free pickup and delivery. And when the last one is filled, that's when it ends. I get a note from Jenny that we can't take anymore. And it's just really convenient because they come to your house, pick up your mower, you pay for the service they do, spark plug, oil change, get the little grass clipping, flush it, you know, get all that stuff out so it starts right up for you and you're ready for the mowing season ahead. And then they bring it back to your house. It doesn't get more convenient than that. So if you're interested, I would call them now and get the appointment set before you lose out. That's a $50 value. 244-9191, of course, if you need anything in the way of new equipment to maintain your home. Mowers, big ones, small ones, individual push like the self-propelled Toro that I bought from them 2 years ago that starts right up every single time. And that's even without the most recent service. But you do that to make sure you get maximum dollars out of the product you buy. Pressure washers. You got to have a steel blower. They carry all the steel products, but a steel blower is so handy year-round. Even used it to blow snow off the deck when we had that snow a year ago, January 17th. And they're such great people, the Lewises and Haley. Chad Sasser is the guy that can give you direction on who's got the rebates and incentives on a month-to-month basis. So stop by and see him at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. The Bypass is right next to Walter Craig Darb. Just when I get a head of steam going, you know, it just blows all out the window. All right, we have Carlin's Expressions yet to go. Who else? Anything else pending?
I don't believe so.
Okay, well, we've got room for your request if there's something we can play. 272-9228. And right now at 434, where do we go next?
Balake.
Oh, yeah.
Where is Balake at?
Right here.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic checking things in our 4 o'clock hour, and boy, it's busy out there. If you're leaving downtown, you got a lot of folks going with you. Madison Avenue is crowded all the way from downtown out to the Ann Street and Federal Drive. If you're leaving downtown, headed for the interstate, South Decatur is really busy, so watch out. There is a lot of traffic on Arba and South Street as you enter the interstate from downtown. If you're on I-85, you're going to slow down when you get towards the downtown area. You'll be up to a speed limit right about to Jackson Hospital, and things will start to back down as you get closer to the interchange. So watch out for that. I-65's running along just fine. We don't have any problems headed towards Prattville or down towards Mobile. There's lots of traffic on the boulevard this afternoon. We see the jam-ups around the Troy Highway. Also, a heavy bunch of traffic around the I-85 intersection. All those people trying to turn left to 85 North, and that's a long line. Just be patient. You'll get through it. If you're headed to Wetumpka today, no real problems. Slowdowns at the Redland Road traffic light and around the casino. You be careful out there. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt's Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Newly released crime data shows overall crime rates are down in Greenville. Police Chief Justin LaVorne says crime is down 38% from 2017 to 2018. He says that decrease is because of community-based patrolling and updated officer training. Former Vice President Al Gore was in Lowndes County Thursday making a call for ecological justice across Alabama. He spoke at the Jackson Steel Community Center. He says soil, air, and water contaminated by some industries are causing health problems for poor people all over the country. And Republican South Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne was in the capital city Thursday stumping for votes. He recently announced his campaign to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our much above normal temperatures continue for at least another day. For tonight, some widely scattered showers or thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm for February. I think the high temperature will be around 83. And by the way, that would tie the record for tomorrow. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms. We're looking at a possibility of a severe weather situation, too. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your area. Then cooler 66 for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911. 4911.
Averages closing in the red amid continuing hopes for a trade deal between the U.S. and China, with the president saying,
I would say that it's more likely that a deal will happen.
President Trump adding that both parties want to make a meaningful deal that lasts for many years. The Dow finishing higher for the ninth straight week, its longest winning streak in almost 24 years, closing up 181 points. NASDAQ up 68, S&P 500 up 18. And shares of Wayfair rallying and closing up 28% higher. The online home furnishings chain reported a smaller loss for the holiday quarter, and Wayfair says it was adding new customers and they were ordering more. And although stocks rallied, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway losing a lot of dough today after Kraft Heinz reported disappointing earnings results, slashed its dividend, and disclosed an SEC investigation. Kraft Heinz stock plummeting 28% for its biggest ever one-day decline, and Berkshire Hathaway suffering a $4 billion paper loss. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day. And we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech, hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? To me, that's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next to the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where? Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easy as pie. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Not every guy gets a parole, right? He's out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy, approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking, you know, I said it like four times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a... You done messed up, A-A-Ron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did!
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my... classroom before I break my foot off in your insubordinate and churlish.
Churlish.
Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's All Request Friday at Happy Hour at 4:45. Have we run out of requests now?
I believe so.
I think we fulfilled all the requests.
Oh, there was a request for the Scotsman song.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, but parties involved here didn't.
Well,
you're always hesitant to play
that.
We
know how it works. Everybody's got stuff they like and don't like, but we're here to please our listeners. So, whatever we have to do to make that happen. Sorry about that untimely sound.
Rosie and I feel the same way. Like, I'm used to your burps and to your belches, but I'm not used to the congestion.
Gargling, hacking,
the phlegm. I'm not used to the phlegm. Yes. The phlegm movements.
Anybody that's listening, I think I got what Jay has had. Jay's had it for like, that's the worst part. It just, you get it and it
upper respiratory.
In. He missed one morning. And I was going to miss this afternoon, but it was late.
I've only missed work one time in 8 years. And that was last year I did get the flu. And I slept all day.
Hey, I'm pretty proud of my work record here.
Yeah.
I'll talk to somebody who takes me seriously. No, really. I think the last time I've had a couple of days where I had dental surgery, and
right.
I just couldn't talk.
Right.
And I always schedule those at 9 o'clock. So,
which is required if you're going to be a hawk show toast.
That's correct. You've got to be able to articulate. So, but other than that, I got too much tar in my body for any airborne illness to get a grip on me at least one.
We had a request for Mitch Hedberg, the Frames.
Yes.
That's one of my favorites.
Me too.
We have quite a few stand-up comedy clips. I didn't even know about, and it's not because I'm a boomer out of touch with society and cultural tastes. I just never heard who Mitch Hedberg was until people started asking him. And now I love his work. It's unfortunate he's no longer with us. Let's speak with Carrie.
Well, hello. How are y'all doing?
We're all doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Greg. I hope you do feel better.
Thank you.
My family and I are driving to New Orleans right now. We're listening to you on the 93.1 app.
How
and
cool.
It's fantastic. It's so good because we love Friday, All Request Friday, and we were sad to miss it, and now we don't have to.
That's great. Is there something I can play that will allow your drive to New Orleans move along? I may be going down there soon. Goose and her mom are going there. Something they planned a long time ago.
Okay.
Non-refundable tickets. So I think it's like third or fourth weekend in March. And they said I could come down there and meet them for dinner. Just for one.
Oh, you should. There's no better place than New Orleans to eat.
My interest in New Orleans would be the history. I would love to see some of the history that I see on the Smithsonian Channel.
Right.
Yes.
When Ariel America.
Definitely.
Yeah. The above ground cemeteries, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. They've got a house. It's not too far down in Jackson Square from Cafe Du Monde. My husband and I were there last summer, and it is fitted up just like it would have been in kind of the heyday of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
All the old furniture, old artwork, everything. It's really cool. You can find out from the museum right next to the cathedral about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we recommend that.
So what is it you would like to hear this fine afternoon?
We would like a Bacon Palooza, please.
Oh,
bacon
sure.
Song. Maybe some Jim Gaffigan, because he's hilarious.
Yeah, no, you called just in time. I've got just enough time left in this hour to give you your bacon-gasm.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Drive safely.
You bet.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Call us again when you get back. All right, so that's one. That's two. And rub some bacon on it. And Red Top, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Jeez, I don't know why it is, but your phone is about three times louder than anybody else's.
Is this better? I turned it down.
No, it's not just you. Yeah. There are other callers we have, too, like David and a few others that have phones that for some reason are just...
It must be because it's new, because I've got the volume all the way down.
I see.
I'll try to speak softly, but carry a big stick. I want to ask Joey a question.
No, stick.
Sticks. Well awesome. Put. I'm left-handed.
Yes.
Why does everybody else that's right-handed play guitar the way they do? It seems to make no sense. I used to teach guitar. Poor right-handed people, adults especially, used to come in. They'd never use their left hand for anything. They were like poor cripples. And left-handed people have it made with our thinking hand on the fingerboard. Whoever thought of doing things backwards for right-handers? Do you have a good answer for that, Joey?
Well, you do a lot with your right hand, though, even if your left hand's on the fretboard.
But your left hand does all the thinking work. Your right hand just plucks strings. So that's something I've never been able to figure out, because when you teach people to use their left hand and they've never used it before, they got a tough time, buddy. So just I haven't been able to find a good answer for that. And I do have a request.
Yes.
Yesterday, your temperature taking reminded me of the Susan Woody encounter with you called Suck It Up.
What a shame we played that in the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh, that's okay. I've heard it before, but I had to request because it seemed to be very appropriate at the moment.
I better get it out of the way because of the way I'm feeling, so.
Yes. Hope you feel better. The allergies have been killing me, but I've gotten over it, but it just takes about a week to feel better, you know? So, y'all guys have a great weekend. It's going to be beautiful, and talk to y'all next week. Thank you.
You too, Red Top.
And we did set a record high today. 86. Beating the record of 83 set last year. All right, this is for Carrie on her way to New Orleans.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, you want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! Not many ways to prepare bacon. You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
That's so true, because Shoney's, I used to like to go there every once in a while. And we get all self-conscious because they do have that silver tray with 4,000 pieces of bacon on it. But you feel like everybody else that's circling the buffet is watching you to see how much you take.
I have no shame in my game. I take however much I please.
Well, that's good, and I applaud that, but, you know.
I think they'll bring out more. Relax.
Us boomers appreciate the value of bacon.
Right.
And we all, most of us grew up in families of 3 or more, so we had to learn how to redistribute the bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon's a very socialist meat.
I grew up in a family where I had to share the bacon, but now that I'm on my own and I can make myself a whole tray of bacon, I'm allowed to.
The bacon,
and I do.
At the Shoney's is like being the car behind the armored truck that opens up and the money comes flying out, and you want to grab as much as you can, but do I have to give it back?
Well, and also the bacon at the Shoney's, not to knock Shoney's too much, but there are different levels of bacon.
Yeah.
I think my favorite brand, I'll give him a plug, is Wright's.
That's very good.
It's really good bacon.
You can get it all at Cost plus 10 at Food Outlet,
by
the way.
That's great stuff. It's a little more pricey, but I think it's worth it.
It's $7 for a pound or less at Food Outlet. Konecka is a little over $6, and sometimes they put it on sale.
Konecka's good, bacon too. Price.
When you go to the big chain and they got $9.99, are you kidding? That's an outrage against society. 456, if you're a man and you're facing divorce, take it from somebody who's done that and so many other things the wrong way in this life. Get representation and let them take care of the heavy lifting so you can focus on the life changes you're going to be dealing with. And they're significant. They may seem minor, but when they start adding up, like taking new routes to work and nobody home when you get home and who's got custody of the pets and all these, they all make a difference. And it's enough to make those adjustments, new address, whatever. Let good representation take care of the heavy lifting. For men in Alabama, that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, who, by the way, sidekick with us this coming Wednesday from 3:30 to 5. I would advise any guy who is even thinking divorce is a possibility to visit their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Read the testimonials. They, better than I, can explain the difference that Delk and Tomlinson made for men who were going through a divorce action. And even under the best of circumstances where two people agree we should go our separate ways, you still have two adults who are going to be looking out for their own best interests. Let them look out for yours so you can focus on moving on with your life. Their number is 819-4800. That's 819-4800. And they offer a generous discount to any News Talk listener who chooses to consult with them on the consultation fee. And if you would like to just get ahead, you know, have a chance to listen to them and see, just they're incredibly bright women. I really love having them on the show because they speak unhesitatingly about a wide array of topics. If you're looking for a free sample, join us Wednesday afternoon. Because they're really good, and we really look forward to having them. DivorceForMenAlabama.com for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we got traffic, Fox News, and then our final request. Did we get one on the phone?
First baseball game.
Hey, because today was the first spring training game, so we got to play that. All right, that'll everything. By the way, Carrie, we have rub some bacon on it coming up. And the Mitch Hedberg clip and the first baseball game ever. All ahead.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
As we get closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic looks like everybody's rushing already and they're not moving real fast. The boulevard is moving really slow this afternoon. There's a lot of traffic out there, so be careful. The biggest problems you're going to find are between Wetumpka Highway and the interstate. Right there at I-85, it's really crowded, especially if you're trying to turn and go to 85 north. The rest of the boulevard is